joining us right now, there's a great big picture. I think it was in the Globe today, and it shows our friend over here sacking the quarterback and just enveloping the quarterback. I'd have that thing blown up. It would. You know how Ocho Cinco had all those Chad Johnson pictures in his house on TV? I'd have this one all over my house if I were you.
Really?
It was a pretty good one.
I didn't even see it yet.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Vince?
It's in the Globe today. You got to find it. I think you'll like it a lot.
What's up, man?
Man, chilling, man.
Yeah? How was the return to your hometown?
It's always a pleasant time down there.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, even in the off season, I don't get down much. So it was good to see some friends and family down there. So, I always have something to play for when I head down that way.
And there are a lot of people, I'm sure, at the game because of you.
I mean, this year I only had 4 tickets.
4?
Including my wife. So, I mean, every year has been going down now. I think I started off with 30. Then from 30 to 20, from 20 to like 15, and then 15 to like 10, and now I'm down to 4. So hopefully it'll be 1 next year.
They were like, we don't like you now, man. Y'all win. Y'all win too much. We want to see our team win.
I was thinking about you at the end of the game, and I was thinking Vince is going, yeah. Somebody else going to have to pay a fine, and it's not going to be me.
Oh, no, it's not. No. I mean, I've been down that road quite a few times, and I said that's one thing that I'm definitely going to look out for now is, being caught up in the end of the play. And so I just walk away from it for now. And I some people were telling me today that it's on a film where they can see me walking away with my hands up and then doing all that stuff. I mean, whatever it takes. That's what I'm going to do, but I mean, sometimes football, you get a little, you get a little frustrated out there, and things happen. So, I mean, fortunately, one of our guys got kicked out and, we're not happy about that. But at the same time, I mean, things that was being said, I mean, when he told me what things were being said, I was like, I'm glad you lasted as long as you did. So, but other than that, we went to Miami and did what we wanted to do. Walk away with a W.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, Vince. Could you see, just based on the way that the game was playing out and the comments that were being exchanged, could you see something happening toward the end? Could you see it coming?
Yeah. I mean, especially when you're playing a team like Miami. I mean, they got a bunch of guys over there that like to talk.
Offensively, too?
The whole team. Whole team.
Ronnie Brown probably had a lot to say.
Yeah, Ronnie Brown, of course. But, I mean, it's all in fun. I mean, I don't care. We could talk all day and have fun with it, whatever. And at the end of the day, we all friends, whatever. But when you start getting personal and start getting close to people, family, it's a whole different ball game then. I mean, you done crossed the line. I mean, it's a line have to be drawn. And when you cross that line, it's a problem. And I think that's what happened in Matt's case. He probably crossed that line and it was a problem. But, Ronnie Brown talk all day. Just talking about what he going to do to us or, man, you ain't this yet. But it's all in fun. We take it all in fun. We talk timeouts. We talk to the offensive line. I mean, that's what football players do because this game, we play it because we love it. But when you have somebody cross the line, it's pretty tough because here you got a guy that's, don't have a history of nothing, and all of a sudden he get kicked out of game. Okay, well, a flag should be raised now. Okay, what made this dude do this? I mean, because he haven't been in trouble. Now, all of a sudden, he just blew up. Now, what happened? So, I mean, that's up for the league, to discuss and try to find out. But things do happen on the field. I mean, like I say, but it's just a line you have to draw. I mean, when you cross that line, I mean, respect is all you need. I mean, just respect each other. I don't care if, like I said, you can have fun all day, but you have to draw that line.
You guys obviously made it a point that they were not going to run the football against you.
No.
Last time here in September, one had 113 yards and 4 touchdowns. The other guy had 98 yards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious you guys just decided Chad Pennington's going to have to beat us because you're not going to run.
Yeah, of course. I mean, ever since that day, I mean, we just thought about the feeling we had having Miami Dolphins come to Foxborough and beat up on us pretty bad. And first thing I thought about was Joey Porter talking about Matt Castle, what he's not this, he's not that. And then I think close to the game, Keyshawn did an interview with him saying, and he's saying we cheated him and all that mess. I mean, I wanted to rub it in his face more than anybody because he got a loud mouthpiece on him. And that's all he liked to talk. You know, that's another guy that likes to talk. But at the end of the day, you know, respect. We respect each other. But that's one person I did thought about, you know, when we was basically getting the job done on defense because it was like it was reversed from the first game. You know, they had control in the first game. Now all of a sudden we in your home, we have control of this ball game. And we was very proud of that. You know what I mean? With this whole Wildcat formation, I believe they started it against us. So everybody wanted to see how we was going to react to that. And I think we showed everybody how we would react. Like I said, the first time we played them, I mean, it wasn't anything different. It wasn't no different blocking schemes or nothing like that. It was just us not executing, us not in the right position. And this game, we made sure that we was going to be in the right position. We're going to make tackles, and we're going to force them to beat us in there, which they couldn't do.
You had a little Joey Porter sack there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had some for him.
For him, huh?
Yeah, I had some for him. I mean,
you said he got a loud mouthpiece.
Yeah, he do have a loud mouthpiece. But I mean, like I say, we were so excited to play this game. I mean, emotions was everywhere in this game. For one, being a division game. For two, what it stood for. I mean, from here on out, we're going to need that intensity out there on the field because our schedule isn't getting any easier. I mean, we can't afford to lose a ball game now. So we have to play ball. We're going to have to play ball. And I think last week was a good chance to step up to the plate, like which we did. I mean, we can get better. Don't get me wrong. But our run defense was pretty good. We need to continue that and force guys to throw the ball. And I think one more that we can make guys one-dimensional, the better we'll be. And you see it. Once they had to throw the ball and depending on they have to throw the ball, they couldn't beat us. So we got to do more of that going forward.
Do you think, Joey Porter saying this stuff to ESPN, and he has said this before about the Patriots and, you know, hey, they stole this and we should have been in the Super Bowl. Is that an example of crossing the line where he just doesn't respect what you guys have done?
Yeah, I mean, but it's, I mean,
because that's different. Not in fun, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's different because he got his own personal belief of, you know, how he's looking at us. You can do whatever you want to do. Okay. The thing came out last year with the spy game and everything. Okay. We went on to win 18 games. So what else do you have to say? I mean, right there, you know what we call that in my hood? A hater. He a hater, and I have a shirt for him that say "Hi Hater," and that's how I look at it. He's hating. Hey, keep hating. You know what I mean? Just keep on hating, and we're gonna keep continuing doing what we do, playing good football. So you're gonna always have haters. When you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's gonna always be haters out there hating on you.
I want to see that shirt next week.
I'm going to wear it for you next week. Maybe I can send a picture down to him.
You know, we know that Joey's got a loud mouthpiece, to use my friend Vince's phrase. I've been told Channing Crowder's got a pretty loud mouthpiece on him. Do they have anybody on the offense with loud mouthpieces?
No, like I said.
Or is it just all fun stuff on that side?
It's all fun stuff. I mean, Ronnie Brown, Ricky's a mute. He don't talk.
Doesn't talk at all.
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
Just smoke.
The offensive line.
Just smoke.
The offensive line, you know, they don't say much. I mean, but I play with guys that talk all the time. They have fun on the field. It's no problem with that. It's no problem with that. I guess it's those individuals, I guess.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Now, I'm sure Dean Pease will be on you guys about this. How does the third down defense get fixed? There are a lot of plays, you know, third and five, third and 10, third and 15 that get converted. How do you change that?
We're going to have to look at film and find a correction somewhere. I mean, over the past couple of weeks, that's been – you know, one area that we need to improve in between that and red zone, we have to find a fix fast. And for one, it's going to come up, you know, to us up front and getting more pressure. And for two is when the ball in the air, attack the ball, get the ball. You know, I think a lot of times we we sit back and, you know, we have some pretty good DBs. I mean, they're not your top name DBs, but we have some DBs that's pretty good. I mean, they pretty good for what we do, and I think that we can get more turnovers that we've been causing. So however that may come, it got to come. I mean, we need it now. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be something that we're going to hop on this week, third down defense. I mean, if I can count the many times we got off the field on third down, I mean, you'll be looking at a different ball club, because third down, it's been killing us. So when we can get off the field on third down, we've been in good shape. When we couldn't, that's when we get taken for a ride for a while. So we're gonna look further into it this week here. I mean, Pittsburgh, I mean, it's a team that's gonna come in here, pretty good football team, and we're gonna have to find a way to win. I don't care if it's on first, second down, or third down, or the red area. It's gonna be something that's gonna come up in that game, a situation gonna come up in that game, and we're gonna have to be ready for that situation at that time. So right now, you got to say it's third down and red area. We can keep them out and make them kick field goals. I give up 3 points before I give up any points. But that's something we haven't been doing. We're giving up 7 points. So we have to buckle down. I mean, it's a lot of things that we're doing good out there, but at the same time, it's some areas that we need to get better at, especially now. We need to get better, and if we don't, it's going to be a long season for us.
You were real animated. I think it was the second touchdown the Dolphins scored. Was it just frustration that they scored, or was there a missed assignment? Did you feel like you should have done something differently? You remember the play I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember. It's just frustration of them scoring, point blank. It wasn't towards anybody. It was just being in the red area. That's something that we harped on all year. Don't give up points in the red area. Play good defense in the red area. And when we didn't do that, I mean, I got kind of frustrated, because as much attention we put towards the red area, that should be one thing that we pretty darn good at. You know what I mean? And yesterday, it got me kind of frustrated because we wasn't. I mean, we wasn't. And then just as, you know, I just got a little blow up moment right quick, and I was just ticked off because we gave up another touchdown in the red area. But we went out and fixed it, and I think that was what touchdown was that? Was that second to the last one? Or
that was 14. I think that was their 14th point.
Okay, so
or 20. Maybe it was 21. Maybe it was 21-17.
So, yeah, it was close to the time. So, yeah. No, it wasn't directly towards either one. It was just basically saying, man, we got to buckle up, man. We got to buckle up, and this is going to be our downfall if we don't get it straightened out. And we know it. As a defense, we know it. We know it. So we have to do something about it. I'm pretty sure we'll fix it. We'll find somewhere to fix it in these next couple games, but it'll get fixed.
If there was a holiday made for a nose tackle, it's Thanksgiving. You got to just love
Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Turkey Day.
What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Man, what isn't?
Everything.
Man, everything.
Bring it all.
Okay. Man, you bring it all. I'm from your cakes to your desserts to your appetizer, you name it.
See, I don't know, though. I don't know. I don't know this new Vince, man. This one.
No. Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
No. Thanksgiving, I get a pass. Right. My wife, no. Thanksgiving or Christmas, I get a pass. That's the only two times I get a pass. But you know what? Every year I fry turkeys. I love frying turkeys. So every year I've been frying turkeys and everything. So I think I'm actually going to put one in the oven this year.
Oh, there you go.
We'll see how
just change it up a little.
Just change it up a little.
That's
right. You know? Nothing but my size, I'm going to keep my size. Now, my macaroni and cheese, my collards, I'm going to keep that good stuff now.
And you make the collards.
Come on, man.
You don't make them.
I'm a cook, baby. I make everything. What do you mean? My wife helps me out, but I can make everything.
I was waiting for that part. There we go.
You know what? I actually go. Listen. I go to my garden and pick my collards. See, that's the problem. See?
You have a garden.
Yes, I have a garden.
So wait a minute, okay, Dale. Let's just keep this okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was a kicker.
I'm a bad man.
He was a punter. He was a quarterback. He was a quarterback.
I'm a bad man.
Now he has a garden.
I'm a bad man.
Okay.
You know what? Living proof, Ben Watson.
Ben Watson can
living
can
proof, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour, living proof.
See, I wish
Green beans, tomatoes, collards, I had watermelon, pumpkin.
I can see you out there in a smock.
Strawberries. Strawberries.
You got your crock. Got this crock.
Man, I do it all. Listen to me. Sports isn't just – football isn't just me. I can, you know, I can do whatever.
Football is what I do, but it's not who I am.
Yeah, no. Not at all, man. I mean, you want it, I can get it. So I go to my garden for my collards. Clean them up and get them ready.
In New England.
In New England.
You have a
it's
garden.
It's the best weather.
Okay.
For collards. They cold weather plant. I mean, so.
Listen
I mean,
to this. They're a cold
right
weather
now they're green,
plant.
Right now, they're green right now. This is the best time for them. They need a lot of water.
When do you harvest? Man, Wednesday night harvest, so, Governor?
Let me see. I'll probably do it tomorrow because I'm off. So I'll probably take them out.
A little harvest.
Clean them up
on.
And get them ready.
Calling up, hey Bill, I'm going to be a little late to the. To the meeting. I just kind of work on my collar today. You tell Mike Wright to go in
hey,
there.
I tell you what, man. I tell you, I had some stream beans. Ben Watson last year that came over and they did a little show, TV show with me, and they saw it. They got a little, you know, a little food from the Wilford Garden. They got some stream beans last year.
So we gotta get the High Hater shirt next week.
Yep, and I hate them.
And we need a sample. Of the Wilford Garden.
I'm going to bring a picture.
Bring something in.
No,
picture. Bring the actual
stuff. Oh, you want the food?
I can bring a picture, go on the internet.
No,
this
no,
is
no,
my
no,
garden.
No, no.
Check
I'm
it out.
You, I'm living proof. You know what we have to do? Let me tell you, this is what we're going to have to do next year. We're going to have WEEI come to Wilford Residence. So
okay.
You can
do
see.
That. We'll do that.
So
do
you
that.
Can see with your own eye, bring your film crew, your bra, your radio.
Our
people,
.com all right. Stuff.
Everything.
We'll show
we'll
the whole
trucks. I'm telling you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Sending you guys.
Good
all
to
right,
see
Vince.
You. Vince Wilfork joining us, Sports Radio WEEI.